Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're up here on Ben Buckler overlooking Bondi Beach with a protein shake and a beautiful cup of coffee for breakfast. You know, you go in the direction of your dominant thought. What you think about, you bring about. So the first step in understanding that we have some influence on our destiny, some influence on what is happening right now, is to think, what was the dominant thought we had in the past that created this present future? What were we worried about? What were we afraid of? Because what we fear comes near. Again, just simply another way of saying, what you think about, you bring about. We underestimate the power of the mind. If you're heading in the direction you want to be heading in, if you are where you want to be, and if you are going where you want to go, it might be wise to leave it as it is, not worry about anything. But if you're going in a direction you don't want to go in, or you want to improve that direction, or you want to change that direction, then if you don't change the dominant thought you have today, then in the future you'll be listening to this podcast somewhere down the road going, I wish I had changed my thought. Regret is always more painful than discipline. And so if you do want to go somewhere different, if you do want to be somewhere different, or you want to improve where you're going, the way to do it, the first step and the most almighty powerful step, is to change the dominant thoughts you have. Now, what dictates your dominant thoughts in the present moment is what you watch on TV, what you read beside your bed, what you put into your mind at night, has a very, very powerful effect. But there's millions of other things. Your dominant thoughts are controlled by the clothes you wear. Your dominant thoughts are controlled by the car you drive. Your dominant thoughts are controlled by the city you live in. Your dominant thoughts are controlled by a bunch of things. Those are environmental things, and you can change them very easily. The dominant thought can change by the food you eat, because you can eat for a healthy future. That's thinking about, again, your longevity. So your dominant thought is really in your hands. You go in the direction of your dominant thought. So the thing will be is to try to eliminate worry, because worry attracts itself. If you're worried about getting sick, you'll get sick. If you're worried about dying young, you'll die young. If you're worried about losing your job, you'll lose your job. If you're worried about all these things. Now, planning for the future is different than worrying about the future. Planning for the future is not a dominant thought. Planning for the future is a process. A dominant thought is a worry. So make sure you eliminate the difference between worry and planning. If you have a problem, do something about it. Don't worry about it. If you have an anxiety about something happening, do something to make it not happen, rather than worry about it happening. Have a subconscious. So there are two levels of the mind that have to change if you're going to change the direction of your dominant thought. There's the conscious and there's the subconscious. Now, we change the direction of the subconscious mind with things like meditation, affirmation, visualization, contemplation, vision boards and visualization. All this is dealing 100% with the subconscious mind. On the same token, the conscious mind has a dominant thought process too. So the subconscious mind is happening underneath everything. It's driven a lot by your childhood, by your beliefs. It never goes away. The only way to change it is with some deep personal spiritual practice. And that practice is scripted. It's very easy. But you don't sit there on the beach with your eyes shut dreaming of nirvana, because that's where the dominant thought will take you. Nirvana with no money and no relationship and no family and no job and no career and no brain, you'll end up in nirvana, which is no man's land or no woman's land. So the process of meditation is the process of visualization and concentration on a dominant thought that you want to embed inside your subconscious. And that's a really easy and very, very powerful mobile meditation process. At the same token, you're going to deal with the conscious mind. The conscious mind is what you say, what you watch on TV, what you look at, what you think about, what you dress for success, etc., etc. The conscious mind needs to line up with the subconscious mind. If they don't line up, that's called the war within, mind noise. If there's mind noise, the subconscious mind is going in one direction and the conscious mind is going in another direction. They're thinking about two different things, and there's an argument. And that argument goes on within us, our beliefs, feelings, versus our action and our words. And you need to get those lined up. Now, this is all pretty 101 inner wealth. And what you learn in the 30-day challenge and what you learn when you get in the coaching, it's 101, the manifestation process. Purpose plus thought plus visualization plus vision plus action plus gratitude plus affirmation. So we go through the whole manifestation process so the subconscious mind aligns with the conscious mind. And if you are traumatized, if you're sad, if you're pissed off, it's because one of those steps you're bypassing, or one of those steps is so subconscious that you don't even know you're missing it. So let's now talk about simplification of all this into the dominant thought you have. There are three very, very simple rules about your dominant thoughts in order to make them go in the trajectory of what you would love to manifest in your future. You want to manifest a multi-million dollar job, that's great. It's not just about thinking about it. There is a process to deliver it, and that's the manifestation process. And what goes on a daily basis to make sure you stay on track to that is called a mindset of success, a mindset of love, a mindset of truth, a mindset of manifestation. And those three words are gratitude, presence, certainty. They're the three words that need to be anchored in your checklist for your dominant thought. Well, let's just think about it. Gratitude for the past. So if you can't travel back in time into the past and go, oh, I'm so grateful for that moment, something's wrong. At the same token, when you travel back in time, if you just think about it really shallowly, you'll think about how good it was, because that's what we record from the past. We think about an ex-relationship and we look on our Facebook and we see our ex-relationship was so happy. And then we might compare it to our current relationship and go, well, yeah, my ex relationship was better than my current one. But the fact is, the current one is real because it's obeying nature's law, and the past one is a memory, and a memory is free. A memory is free to do whatever it wants. It can be as corrupt, or it can be as accurate, or it can be as honest as the day is long. It's completely our choice. Now, when we remember the past, the most important thing, A, is to be grateful for it. B, is to make sure that we see balance in it, because nothing ever happened in the past that didn't cost something. So if we look up our Facebook or look up our photo album and go, oh my gosh, it was so good. That's not the truth. I get many people talk about, my past job was so fantastic, my current job is not so good. But I can take them back with a video camera into the memory banks of their truth and show them days where they were lying on the couch crying, or days where they were wallowing in their own depression, or days when their marriage was on the rocks because of their work, and remind them that there was balance in the past too. So infatuating or resenting the past is not the same as gratitude for the past. And that's one of the things that I have a very strong delivery on when it comes to running workshops and delivering to clients. I will not infatuate gratitude, because gratitude for the good stuff, for what happened right, needs to be balanced with gratitude for the bad stuff from which we learn. So a balanced perspective is the first step in having gratitude for the past. The second one is, it goes gratitude, presence, which is means turn up in the now. When you cut an apple open and you're just about to eat it, just look at the apple and see what a magnificent creation of nature that apple is. What a beautiful construction. How amazing it is that nature has drawn moisture from the earth, drawn sun from the sky, put a seed in the ground and produced an apple that you can eat with the nourishment of the earth and the nourishment of the sky all wrapped up in a usual red or green skin. Now, we often skip the present because all minds, all human minds, are worried about the future. Everyone. Because that's where we can relax. If the future is sure, we can relax in the present. But the thing is, if the present isn't the most powerful thing that you're experiencing, you're always in the future and you're never living. You're never in the now. So the second step is presence, to turn up in this moment and say, wow, there's a balance in this moment and I'm absolutely inspired by it. There is a witnessing of the nature's miracle right now, right in this moment. Then when we talk about the future, we don't just go into the future and think about it. We expand the now. We take the magnificence of now and we stretch it and include that magnificence in the future in a certain way, in a certain format, in a certain structure. And it's very important stuff. Gratitude, presence, certainty. Gratitude, presence, certainty. Certainty is knowing that you know what you want to manifest in the future. It's not knowing that you will manifest it in the future. It's knowing that you know that you know that you know that what you want to manifest in the future. And with that certainty comes a dominant thought. The dominant thought is that you have absolutely certainty about what you want to manifest. Now, doubt will come, your certainty will overcome it. Complications will come, your certainty would overcome it. Insecurity will come, your certainty would overcome it. It's not certainty that it will happen, it's certainty that you know what you want. When you start to doubt the future, you question your relationship, or you question your career, or you question your job, when you have uncertainty about the future, that's also healthy, because it gives you an opportunity to reprogram yourself and say, check in, do I still want that? And how bad do I want it? So gratitude, presence, certainty. This is a miracle of the trilogy. The consequence of the trilogy is the last one, and that's the fourth, which is the overarching umbrella of it all. Gratitude, presence, certainty leads to love. If you want to love what you do, if you want to love what your life, if you want to love your partner, if you want to love yourself, if you want to love things, you must have gratitude, presence, certainty in place very clearly as a dominant thought mindset in order to experience love. Otherwise, the thing you're experiencing is infatuation. Now, most people think infatuation is love, which leads to a lot of violence and a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache and a lot of disappointment and a lot of worry and a lot of sorrow that's unnecessary. Gratitude, presence, certainty leads to a love that is unconditional, completely sustainable. With this process, you understand mind change. It's not complicated, but what it requires is a very deliberate witnessing and experiencing of the steps it takes to cause mind change. And then you can put those steps in place. If you're in the right lane in the swimming pool, you'll get to the right end of the swimming pool. But if you're zigzagging all over the pool, you'll never get to the end. You'll be going round and round in circles going, where in the hell am I? And no difference to swimming across Bondi Beach, which is where I'm staring at right now. Have a beautiful day. You go in the direction of your dominant thought. What you fear comes near. What you think about, you bring about. Very important stuff. But now I've given you also some tools to take away and think through. If you need help to bring these things to conclusion, if you need help with gratitude for the past, if you need help with presence, if you need help with the certainty of the future, you know where to call, email. Bye for now.